Monday, August 24th, 2021.
That's right. It's all the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
And we're going to do our best to bring it to you in under 10 minutes this week, but there is a lot. And we're releasing this on Tuesday because just this morning, there was a huge announcement about everything that's happening next year for Magic the Gathering.
That's right. So first up, FNM is obviously back. Pre-releases will now have more events for more types of players. And they specifically highlighted having more commander-centric events at pre-releases, in addition to, of course, the classic sealed. There's also a tournament companion app, which they highly encourage everyone to get, no matter what kind of tournament you're heading out to play. And you can also run them from that app on your phone.
Yeah, really nice. There's also Return to the Store Championship. That's coming this December. Stores can run them in Modern, Standard, Pioneer, or Limited, whatever they want.
Yeah. The winners get foil worm coils. The top eight get foil collected companies.
Nice.
And there's also a participation Arbor Elf promo. And those worm coils and collected companies have the name of the store on the cards.
Yeah,
like
I think
etched
that's
on them, which
really
is really cool.
Yeah.
There's also going to be Commander Party, which is WPN Premium Store only events that involve storytelling through Commander gameplay and also include card promos.
Yeah, and that's going to come at the end of October. So if you're a Commander player, be sure to check out Commander Party at your participating LGS.
That's right. Next up, we heard more about the fall sets coming up. Midnight Hunt, we know, is centered around a harvest festival type event.
Midsummer.
The day-night balance is all messed up, and the werewolves are trying to take over.
Classic werewolves.
Yes. There's going to be a preview stream on September 2nd at 9 a.m. Pacific.
So that'll happen before the Rivals and MPL Gauntlet, which is happening that weekend.
Crimson Vow is coming on November 19th. This is the vampire wedding set. And we know that Olivia Valdarin is marrying another vamp, undisclosed so far, and is going to try to take over all of Innistrad.
Great. I love it. I love vampires. I love the story. Let's go to this wedding.
Yes. We also know that in early 2022, there's going to be a special Innistrad double feature draft experience with cards from both sets. There's a bunch of new art that comes with this as well.
So cool. So you can take both these sets, since they're kind of similar, put them together, and have a brand new draft experience that you could do at the start of the year, which is really neat.
Yes. Next up, a bunch of arena stuff. The Renewal Egg. Remember to get that before rotation happens. You just have to log in sometime before Midnight Hunt comes out. There's Historic Brawl, which is now 100 cards, and the queue will always be up.
This is my favorite announcement of the whole day coming up here, besides the sets coming up next year, that the Arena Open is now going to feature draft coming up.
Oh, so exciting.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It's really, really cool. Jumpstart Historic Horizons is also out in 2 days.
That's right. They're having a downtime on Arena right at this very instant while we're recording.
True.
To change a whole bunch of stuff on the back end.
Yes. We also know about some special products that are coming. There's the Commander Collection Black, which has 8 reprints themed on a color, like Reanimate and Phyrexian Arena. That's available soon.
Coming up, there's going to be Pioneer Challenger decks. These are going to be 4 different decks. You also get the sideboard and a deck box. These are being released on October 15th. If you remember, they've done these for Standard before, kind of kicking you off in a format. You can add to them as you so choose. And they say Standard decks will also be coming in the future.
All right. The extra sets coming out next year. There's Commander Legends Battle for Baldur's Gate, which is another Commander Legends D&D themed product. So this is where you pick 2 cards out of a 20 card booster. There's more D&D Monster Manual style cards, and it's going to be more than just creatures this time around.
Sweet.
And this is in quarter 2 of 2022.
Jumpstart 2022 is coming to tabletop. There'll be 46 different themes with 51 new cards.
Yes, and there's different new themes like multi-headed creatures, which I assume means Hydras.
Cool.
Eldrazi, etc. There's also going to be a, quote, anime-style card in every pack.
Double Masters 2022 is also coming out next summer. This is similar to other sets like this, so there's going to be 2 rares, 2 foils, 2 double masters.
This is a reprint set, and it is also focused around multicolored draft.
Another super exciting set that's coming out
Yes!
is a new Unset!
So exciting! Oh, unset called Unfinity.
I love it.
This is the fourth one. It's a top-down unset based around a retro science fiction space amusement park arcade.
Yeah. Mark Rosewater came out to announce this wearing a spacesuit in true Mark Rosewater fashion.
There will be returning and new mechanics. That happens also in the second quarter of 2022. The art that they showed for it looks so cool.
Really cool.
Yes, and there's going to be, as he said, spacic lands.
Great.
Yep. But there's also a new art book out, if that's your jam, Planes of the Multiverse, and other stuff like Pinfinity pins and Ultra Pro accessories.
Yeah, those were announced throughout the stream. So if you go and rewatch it, those are kind of where commercial breaks would be, where they announce those kind of things.
Maria, keep rolling.
Okay, here we
go. Universes Beyond. Warhammer 40K is coming out next year. That's going to be four commander decks. They all have Warhammer art, and Secret Lair bonuses will also come with that.
All right, another fandom that's huge. Lord of the Rings, Tales of Middle Earth is being released as a full set in 2023. Yes. All characters and moments you love will be there. It's going to be modern and historic legal.
Oh my goodness. People had some real feelings about this, as you can imagine.
Yes.
They say they made it legal because it's such a good match flavorfully with magic, and they knew so many people would want to play with these cards.
Yeah, they reiterated that Universes Beyond will never be put into a standard set. So there you go.
That will be, as you said, on Tabletop, Magic Online, and Arena, and there will also be Secret Lairs and four Commander decks.
Once again, 2023.
Huge, but it's a huge story.
Oh,
so
yeah, it's big.
Makes sense. Speaking of Secret Lairs, there's also a couple of those coming out next year. Let's keep rolling. There's going to be a Fortnite crossover.
Okay.
That will be two drops that are all reprints with Fortnite-style art.
There's going to be a Street Fighter Secret Lair with its iconic characters. They previewed the art for Chun-Li, who they say has multi-kicker, which makes sense. These are actually going to be mechanically unique cards, unlike Fortnite, but these are all going to have traditional magic versions, which are going to be added to the list 6 months after their drop in their Secret Lair.
Yes, and today started a brand new super drop, Out of Time. There's five of these. There's Teferi's Time Trouble, which is three planeswalkers that are written like in old border and written in very old rules text, which is very funny. Kamigawa Ink, which is some very cool ink style illustration.
Beautiful.
Like ink, illustrations on those. Two artist series for Johannes Voss and Thomas Baxa. And Math is for Blockers, which is a cool geometric style art.
All right, we finally come to the big moment. What are the new sets coming out next year?
Yes.
Number one, Kamigawa Neon Dynasty.
That's right. So that's quarter one of next year. This is 2,000 years after the last Kamigawa set.
Yeah, so this features neon ninjas, cyberpunk samurai, and an optimistic future.
Yes. Most importantly, there was a cute geometric origami raccoon friend on the new Cyber Ninja Planeswalker.
And they say they worked with a lot of cultural developers, so hopefully there won't be any huge missteps here with Kamigawa.
But we'll see.
We'll see.
Next up is going to be Streets of New Capenna.
I love this one. Yes. This is a 1920s gangster film noir style set. They call it, quote, Demon in a Pinstripe Suit.
Yes. It seemed very, like, I loved that Demon in a Pinstripe.
Yeah.
There's three color crime families, a city originally built by angels, but now run by demon crime families. And they say that this place, quote, has a special meaning to Elspeth.
Then coming up to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Magic, we're going back to Dominaria with Dominaria United. This is a return to Magic's very first plane, where they spent a lot of their time early on in Magic's history. Classic high fantasy.
Very cool. And then finally, there's going to be the Brothers War, which is of course Urza v Mishra.
Cool.
The feud engulfs Dominaria. It was hinted at in Antiquities, but it's never been shown in a set. So
that's super excited. A lot of enfranchised players excited for that. By the way, no core set coming up in 2022 was confirmed today. Rotation will trigger with Dominaria United.
Nice. Okay, finally, we got to hear a little bit more about the Netflix animated series, which will come in the back half of 2022. They say it's not aimed at enfranchised players. They want anyone to be able to watch it. It's preceded by a novel. Gideon is the main character, voiced by Superman Brandon Roth.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Which is wild.
Yeah, Netflix, if you want to watch Magic, you can now watch it and people won't be playing it.
Yeah.
It'll just be a cartoon.
At the end of 2022.
Yeah.
They say that they are, quote, working toward a future where Pioneer is on Arena.
And a lot of people wanted to know about organized play because there are no announcements in this officially, but they say, hey, look, what's happening now because of the pandemic. We're starting small with stuff in your game store. We're going to see what happens and expand out from there. But we all just have to be patient.
And that is all of the news that came in 1 hour condensed down to a little over 10 minutes. So,
yeah, thank you so much for listening, everybody. You can check out our full-length podcast where we go in-depth on all this stuff. It's called Good Luck High Five, out today. And you can support us over on patreon.com/glhfmagic.